Moving abroad doesn't change you overnight. It changes you quietly. There's no big moment, no dramatic before and after. You just wake up one day and realize you're explaining yourself less. Less why you chose this life. Less why you need space. Less why you've changed. And at first, that feels uncomfortable because explaining once felt like safety. But then you realize not explaining is actually self-trust. This is Voice Notes from Bhav, episode 9. And today I'm talking about the things I stopped explaining once I moved abroad. Not because I became distant, not because I became cold, but because I became sure of myself. When I first moved, I was very naive. I say that without shame, just honesty. I had bad luck with friendships. I trusted people easily. I wanted to belong, so I ignored the red flags. I didn't know how to explore places by myself. I was scared of getting lost, taking the wrong buses, and just very scared of ending up somewhere I don't know. Even like simple things felt big, like understanding the currency and like standing at a counter, doing mental maths, hoping I wasn't holding up the line. I felt small. And when you feel small, you explain everything. I explain my silence, like my confusion, my need for time. Looking back now, I realize I wasn't weak. I was inexperienced. And experience only comes when you're willing to be uncomfortable, alone, and unsure. At some point, explaining started to feel heavy, you know. I noticed I was justifying my choices more than enjoying them. Softening my opinions to keep the peace and staying in those friendships that actually drained me just because leaving felt hard. I explained my boundaries, I explained my distance, and one day it all hit me. I wasn't communicating anymore, I was convincing. And the moment explaining becomes convincing, you stop honoring yourself. The first thing I stopped explaining was why everyone doesn't like me. Not everyone will, and that's okay. I stopped shrinking myself to be more acceptable. Because being liked by everyone usually means losing yourself. I stopped explaining why I'm okay being alone. Sometimes you just have to say no to things when people, for example, if people invite you to something that you're not interested in, just say no. Don't explain why. I used to do that a lot. I'm brave enough to explore new places by myself, to sit with my thoughts, to trust my own company. Solitude didn't weaken me, but it made me stronger. I stopped explaining why I'm not naive anymore. I dig deeper now. I understand before I accept anything. I observe before I trust. That's not being guarded, that's being grown. I stopped explaining why I'd cut people off smoothly. If the energy feels off, I leave. Like, no drama, no confrontation. People doesn't need a paragraph, trust me. And let me say this clearly. People who mistake kindness for weakness are often projecting their own insecurity. They are the real weak people, trust me. I have distanced myself from jealousy, from passive comments, from quiet competition, not with anger, but with clarity. Today, I navigate myself better, emotionally, mentally, and physically. I'm not afraid to fall anymore because I trust myself. Even if I fall, I can get myself back up again. So why not? Fall and get back up. That's how you learn and experience things, right? Never ever feel scared of falling. I'm still growing, still evolving, but I no longer apologize for who I'm becoming. Growth doesn't announce itself. It shows up in how you react, how you walk away, how you choose peace. Never feel bad for walking away. That's very good thing that I've learned, and I'm just very set free for doing it. And if you're listening to this and you feel like you're constantly explaining yourself, your choices, your pace, your boundaries, your becoming, let me say this gently but clearly. The right people don't need explanations. They notice, they understand, they adjust. And the wrong people, they were never confused. They were just never willing to see you. Moving abroad didn't make me fearless. It made me rooted in myself. It taught me that clarity is quieter than approval. That peace doesn't argue. That self-trust doesn't perform. I'm still growing, still evolving, still becoming someone new, but I don't explain who I am anymore. I live it. And this was Voice Notes from Bhav today. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.